Hey everybody, this is Taylor, and thank you for downloading episode 349 of Pod is My Co-Pilot.
Yay!
Where we are starting late because...
God damn it.
Certain people have decided that she's above showing up on time for scheduled standing appointments to bring joy and entertainment to people.
We'll I was bringing other joy and entertainment and information to other people.
Okay, giving handies to Big Fatty is not bringing joy to the masses.
Joey was naked, though.
Yes. Well, with Big Fatty, it's not bringing joy to the masses, but the massive set of testicles.
Oh.
That pendulate betwixt his knees.
Good Lord.
It's not just ruined. It's me. Big Fatty, online!
Yay!
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2009 of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday the 6th of October 2015. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show!
Y'all, we've got the Veda and Bacon Show. Yes, Big Fatty! Hello, couponers. Big Fatty, we love a coupon. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're couponers today because Big Fatty used... used a couple of coupons. Big Fatty, you're going to tell us what you got? I am going to tell you what I got, but I'm not going to do it right this second. There's a coupon. Big Fatty, are you going to shake the... No, I'm not going to shake the coupon because it was not at the Von's. Oh, okay. Monday. On Sunday night, y'all, we got the mechanical call us and they said, the coal mine is going to be closed on Monday. Please do not come in. And y'all, just like last Friday, it's just misted rain all day today, and just a few minutes ago, there was this large golden orb in the sky. I'm not quite sure what it was, but it was strangely enticing, and yes, Big Fatty, I believe it was called the sun. Oh, y'all, we hadn't seen that in a while, but y'all. Had Monday off also, and y'all, a lot of the reason that they've closed the coal mine and the schools and things like that is that many of the roads in town, even though it's not raining, many of the roads in town are still flooded and impassable. And y'all, it's not just tearing up your car if you drive through all that. But y'all, it creates a wake, and the wake, you know, these people that are having water coming into their houses, well, if a car comes by, it creates a wake, and it just sends more water in there. And y'all, if you could have seen I don't know what it's called, but the picture of all the different road closings, y'all, there were hundreds of road closings. Now, that's not the case out here at the Villa. The Villa is finally drying out a little bit. In fact, y'all, I just a few minutes ago opened the windows because y'all, it's supposed to go to 61 degrees on Monday night, and I'm looking and two, I say Tuesday night, 57 degrees. Betty, you may need a camisole. Well, you know, that would be okay. But y'all, I'm just ready for some fresh air, but it's very humid, as you would expect. But anyway, y'all, it is what it is, and we're finally beginning to dry out. Yes, Big Betty!
T
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all over here at Spotting Big Fatty, y'all, it's been a while since we've been over. Yes, Big Fatty, you had all those 2,000 episode calls, y'all. Last time we was over here, that Spankin' B. Arthur and Timmy Sims both spotted murder as Big Fatty Davis. Big Fatty, it's still horrifying. It's just horrifying. Y'all, and the last two entries I have here, I don't know if Spotting Crazy's taking a break, or if people are just getting lazy. Big Fatty is probably getting lazy. Y'all, that Daniel Scott Angel out there in the San Francisco, y'all, he sent in two entries. One of them is, when there is meat to be had on the neighborhood cookouts, Big Fatty is there, invited or not. And y'all, Big Fatty is there looking at the shish kebab, ready to eat it. And y'all, then Daniel Scott Angel has Big Fatty spotted in one of the edited scenes from the just-released Blu-ray set of Lost in Space. Warning, Will Robinson! Warning! Danger! Danger! Yes! 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 The Vader and Bacon Show. Big Fatty, you're a little soggy on that one. Yeah, I am.
Hey, 2K callers, whether you called because I begged, bugged, or threatened, or just because you wanted to, anyone who called because I begged or bugged or threatened you, I just wanted to say thanks. But to everyone else, thanks. It was a fun show, fun shows, listening to just the happiness and joy in Farty's little voice. And he had so much fun with it, and Squeaky Kitty and the rest of the gang and Poodle. So anyway, thank you for calling.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that of course is Miss... Oh, that is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call, and thank you for the part you played in getting all those the callers to dial the mechanical, and it was just lovely. Yes, Big Fatty, and thank heavens, thank hydrogen, it was content. We need all the content we can get. Yes.
Turn the tires, or whatever. Hopefully, they're not rotten and they don't just blow up. But it's Bacon. So anyway, I'm just talking about a bicycle ride I'm going to go take today. So anyway, I'm being driven by, I'm Miss Daisy right now. And so anyway, I'm Miss Daisy, and she's, my driver was telling me about a freshman who lost her license, and I said, yeah, cops are looking for you kids. They want to get you off the road. And she thought that, you know, maybe they should be looking for older people, you know, like yourself. I mean, not like you, but anyway, so anyway, she said, yeah, she'd probably be mistaken for an older person. She takes like 2 mile turns, 2 mile per hour turns, and sits at stop signs way, way too long, and drives about 3 miles under the speed limit, even when the speed limit is 20. But anyway, the other thing I was going to say, so I'm playing Words with Friends or whatever, you know, and I get a little impatient waiting for, you know, my friends to make their moves or whatever, you know. So I don't know if they're, like, busy at work or on Words with Friends hiatus or moving or bitter because I'm beating them or something, you know. So anyway, I'm waiting for them. So I decide to solo play or whatever it's called, and so now I'm just like paranoid, like, am I playing a computer, or does Words with Friends literally hire people to play with people, you know, suckers like me who, you know, lack, what are you laughing about? Suckers like me who are like lacking in the, you know, Words with Friends department or whatever. And you know, I really do like the game, but you know, I don't like to restart all the games. And like Dice with Buddies, like, do you want to keep playing? Because hey, you need to start hitting the brakes there, sister, because on the dice, you, like, have totally fallen off my watchman call, because I never started a game with you.
Oh, Big Fatty, why did you hang up on Miss Bacon? I didn't hang up on Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon, thank you so much. Ooh, for the call. Lovely. Just lovely to hear your voice. I'm very interested in continuing to play the dice with Yahtzee. Yahtzee with Bacon or whatever it's called. And you know, Big Fatty, I don't start the games. You have to start the game with Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, every damn time we have to start it with you. You're too damn lazy. And the words with friends, you know, Miss Bacon will beat the living hell out of you. And then she complains that she didn't know how to play. So anyway, Big Fatty, who was this Miss Daisy she was riding around with? Well, I'm not sure, but I believe that we have our next call maybe from that Miss Daisy. Oh, okay.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And I'm in the jalopy. This is your Barber Boulevard. Oh, just kidding. It's not Barber Boulevard because I'm not going to the Orlando's. I just ran down to the Savannah to visit some friends. But listen, this is really for Jay the Honk Cub and Ron. This is very urgent. And I'm feeling, I obviously haven't been traveling much. Because I did not know this, but I went to pull off the Georgia Welcome Center, and wasn't there. Yeah, like, it's just dirt. And there was a trailer, kind of like a...
What? Vader? Vader, you there?
It was an emergency, though. I had to do it. But anyway, that is just your Larry H. Vader, friendly, helpful, if you're driving down the I-95. There is a Georgia Welcome Center, so anyway, gotta run. I'm sure I have something much more
fun
to do than talk to
you
Friday. Okay, bye.
Yeah, Gussie, Vader, your mechanical is just it ain't worth a tinkle's damn, is what it is. No, Big Freddy, it sounds horrible. First of all, Vader, thank you so much for the call. Y'all, old Vader, last week he did a quick trip down to the Savannah, and I don't know why. Big Freddy, maybe he went to go practice dancing with that Paula Deen. It could have been. But anyway, Vader, thank you for the call. And y'all, what he was saying is that they've torn down the Georgia Welcome Station. Y'all, that used to be where you'd get the good coffee out of the machine, and they had the good sod there and everything, and y'all, it's just gone. It is just gone, but y'all, evidently they are building a brand new one, and Vader, with as many times as you go down to Rat World, I'm sure you'll give us, in addition to the Barber Boulevard updates, maybe you could give us the Welcome Center construction update. Yes, Big Freddy.
Hey, Farg, it's Bacon, but this message is for Guru. So, Guru, I just finished my fiscal year end, and I would have liked to have tidied up a few more things, but, you know, I kind of got bleeped over at work on August 22nd, 2012, at approximately 7:50 a.m., but, you know, who's keeping track of dates or anything like that? Well, anyway, so I just finished up or whatever, and I did work through my lunch, so, you know, go me, and I did come to work 5 minutes early or whatever, you know, so I'm looking forward to getting that, you know, $22. What is $22 after taxes? About $18 in overtime pay or whatever, you know, for my half hour that I work through lunch. Well, anyway, so I just wanted to say good luck to you and your quarter end, and I hope we wake up to a continuing resolution, or if Congress hasn't already signed the appropriation bill, I hope they do, because, well, of course, by the time you hear this, it'll be nearly Christmas. But anyway, yay, it's like huge, huge, huge. I tell you what, I just felt the weight fall off my shoulders as soon as I got to out to my car, and by car, I mean this little Mazda 6. And I just drove by a sign that says, your speed is 32, and right above it, the speed limit sign says, well, it says something different. But anyway, I digress. So anyway, Big Fatty, don't play the rest of this on the show.
Oh, dear. Ooh, Big Fatty, Miss Bacon, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Lovely. Just lovely to hear your voice. And, I hope old Goo understood all that stuff, and that especially that bleeped over stuff. And yes, Big Freddy, we all bleeped over from time to time, but. Anyway, Miss Bacon, we always love to hear from you, and thank you for calling.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry H. Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Pulling back into the Vader Family compound north in the new jalopy here, and I was just calling with your, oh dear Gussie, we're having a flood update. So it's Saturday, which is one of the big days of flooding, and I went out. I just needed to go out for a bit, and it's about 8 p.m., and ran out and got some gas just to get out of the house because, you know, I'm fat. I'm fat, and, well, that's pretty much it. It's just that I'm fat. Yeah, I swung by the gas station. I went in, I got a soda because I've been wanting a fountain drink. And encountered the nasty, hateful, awful people in there. And I'm like, just because it's raining, like, let's all be nice. It's just raining up here. It's like downtown, underwater. I mean, we've had like 10 inches of rain, so things are flooded, but it's not like crazy. And then I was like, you know, I'm going to get a sandwich while I'm out because, you know, I've been eating for 2 days the exact same things in my house, and I didn't feel like cooking and blah, blah, blah. And so I ran in, well, the first 14 places I tried to go were closed. So I finally ended up at Subway, and, you know, I'm like walk in, and there's obviously an altercation happening between an angry woman and the girls who are working, who are very short staffed because, you know, whatevs. And, you know, Big Fatty, I've lost faith in the human race because of just the bad behavior. I do not understand the bad behavior. There's just entirely too much of it. And, you know, she was like, he has a heart. And just like, oh, I don't. And then she tried to apologize to me, and I just looked at her, and I was like, it must be tough being as hateful and as angry as you are. So, anyway. I hope you have survived the flood. I know it's about to get worse again, but you're fat. No major flooding here. Just a little leaky window that's making a giant mess in my house that I'll have to take care of this week. So, gotta run.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all. That, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. Lovely. Lovely to hear that you didn't gurgle and drown, Big Fatty, gurgle and drown. You know, Vader brings up a good point, y'all. There is human nature is just becoming ugly. Just ugly and angry, and it's just, you know, I'm just not going to succumb to that, and I'm going to do my best to not let others affect me when they are just ugly. And y'all, it does nothing but make you feel bad. And y'all, as far as I'm concerned, I deserve better than to feel bad because of hateful and ugly things that other people say. So y'all, just keep that in your mind, and maybe that your big fatty, that's a lesson from wise old fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. The Vader and Bacon Show. Big Fatty, that was just, it was angelic. It was just lovely. It was just as if we were listening to the angels singing it. It was just, okay, I got it. You're trying to be nice. Yes, Big Fatty, but it really was pretty good. I gotta give you a little bit of credit. Oh, dear Gussie, I didn't tell you why you were coupon us. Oh, poor Big Fatty. Well, y'all, I guess I'll have to write that on my, my list for tomorrow, so there you have it. A special thanks to old Vader and Bacon for the little show today. And y'all, by the way, you know I mentioned that the turnip head had mentioned that he had heard about the flooding in Charleston. Well, y'all, I heard from that Kim Beaver, and she was reading the Torch Von Gazette, and saw that Charleston had gotten flooding, and asked if the villa was okay, and I said yes it was, and she said
yay!
Kim Beaver is just like our cheerleader!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.